On today's podcast, the boys will talk spring sports. They'll also give you guys a national championship recap, and the NHL playoffs start today. Let's do it. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Colts Corner Podcast. I'm Douglas Atuka with Benjamin Dixon and Michael Garofa. We're waiting on Ryan Flatow. He is moving his car, getting ready for lacrosse practice. And Kane will be taking pictures for us. He'll be a special guest as well. He'll be here shortly. So let's get right into it. Spring sports are among us, and we've, for the baseball team at least, they are 1-0. Yesterday was a 1-0 win, a complete game, one hit, two walk shutout for Aiden Tornquist on the mound. And he was the deciding factor. He was outstanding, lights out at the pitcher position. And the one run for Hills West came on a throwing error. So the bats have been a little quiet for Hills West thus far, but they expect to be better after a good batting practice session today. And the first home game of the 2019 league season happens today. Nicholas Scaravaglione will be on the mound for the Colts. I know, Ben, you'll be in attendance.
I will be. Very excited to see my boy Skaggs on the bump there. And from what you told me about yesterday's game, pitcher's duel, good win for the boys. What did you guys score for throwing error?
Throwing error, yes. John Jimenez. John Jimenez hit a ground ball. Or maybe it was Andrew. It was Andrew McDonald at the ground ball. John Jimenez scored. So that was the one run that Hills West scored. They finished the non-league season, or you could call it somewhat of a preseason, 0-2-1. Did not register a win, so that 1-0 win yesterday was huge. Get them off to a good start. And we've got game number two today, first home game at 4 o'clock. So if you're available, come on down. Show some support. We'd love it.
Hey, I'll be getting the bleachers rowdy. Maybe not rowdy, but I'll be there to support.
We know you're a great baseball fan.
Hey, Doug, if you hit a double for me, just point over to the stands. I'll be there. I'll be like...
Of course. So lacrosse,
I'll give you a little motion.
How are you guys doing, Bri?
Yeah, I just came in. Hello,
welcome.
Everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
How do you feel?
I'm feeling a little better. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't sound great, but you look great.
Yeah. I went home from school a little early today. Got ready for the big game today, because we do also have a big home game today against East Islip. It's probably our biggest game of the year so far. Since we last spoke on this podcast, the lacrosse team has gone 1-1. We lost to Islip last week, 18-11, but we bounced back with a win against Bellport, 12-9 on Saturday. And today's East Islip. It's a huge game. It's a lot of power points on the line here, which is how it's scored for playoffs and in lacrosse. So it's a big one. We're sitting at 2-3 right now, hoping to get another win.
Yeah, so boys spring sports off to a good start. I know softball has had a rough start coming off of last year's success. They're trying to get it going. They've had a tough start, but everything's looking up for them. They've got some games coming up that they think that they should win, and hopefully softball gets off the skid and is able to get on a little streak here, you know?
Hey, you'd love to see that. What's the record right now? It says 6-3, 3-3 in League 4, coming off a 12-0 win.
Yeah, they came off a huge win.
At lunch, Olivia Mesrell was talking about her first career varsity hit.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Self-promotion.
So who they play? Hotbog? Is it April 10th? April 10th today, yes, at home, sir. At 4 o'clock. Big home games for Hills West Sports today.
Yeah, totally.
I'll be at the baseball field. Brian, they were right next to each other, I'd be making my way over to Lax, but
it's a bit of a walk.
Running between innings.
Yeah, softball had a tough 8-4.
I'll book it. I mean, I'm known for my speed. So.
We know you. You are. Just to get back to softball, they had an 8-4 loss to Islip, and then they had a 3-2 loss to Eastport South Manor before the win, the 12-0 shellacking that they handed out earlier in the week. So they've got a big game today. Everyone trying to, at least softball is trying to get over 500. Hills West trying to stay in baseball is trying to stay in the win column. And lacrosse, let's get over that 500 mark. We'd love to see that.
Get to 500 today. Today, we're two and three right now.
Oh, you're 2-3.
Baby steps.
Looking to get to 500.
In the league, you guys are 2-3.
We've only played league games so far.
Really? Wow.
Friday, we do have a non-league game at Hofstra, 7:30.
We were asked to broadcast or
I'm aware.
Do the PA announcing.
we were told that we would be saying, like, if someone scores, we'd be like, so-and-so just scored, and that would be all that we would be doing. So that was the main reason why we couldn't do it. And we were also told by Mr. Doxy that if we're going to cover any lacrosse game, that that's what we would be doing. I don't know if that's accurate or not, because the director of sports wrote
to him. I'm
not
sure why that would be the case.
I don't know, but she wrote to him and said, you can cover these like three lacrosse games and you'd be the PA announcer. So
we'll figure it out.
We'll clarify.
It's unimportant to today's podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And he said that he clarified anyway for us. So
whatever.
We'll figure it out.
But you know what is important to today's podcast? The NHL draft lottery last night. Dude. And good news for New York sports fans, especially
they stole it too,
the New York Rangers. They had the sixth best odds for the top pick.
My guy Kako's coming to
I have
New
no
York?
Idea how
the is that his name?
Hockey
so,
draft
so this
goes.
Is pretty much how it works. So you have a probability of being the first pick. So you're usually going in the order. So let's say you're the 15th worst team in the league. You'll have the 15th pick. They keep going. They draw ping pong balls out of...
Wasn't there a little change to the system this year?
Yeah, a little bit. So they pick some ping pong balls out, and it's supposed to go in order for the number that you were ranked. But if a team... If it gets a little bit messed up where a team picks in your spot instead and gets selected, you automatically move to the top three.
What?
Because that's how it works out. They either take the ping pong balls out, or that it's something with the numbers. I believe they take the balls out and then they put them back in for the final three rounds. So the Rangers supposed to pick at six. Buffalo Sabres, I believe, ended up getting that sixth selection. So the Rangers automatically moved into the top three with the Devils and the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, yeah. No, my biggest question: how did Chicago get the number three spot?
Yeah, they had a decent season.
They were at 14.
That's crazy.
But somehow
they finessed the system.
Yes.
What about who had the worst record? It was Ottawa, right?
Ottawa had the worst record, but the Colorado Avalanche have that pick from the Duchene trade. So
they got the number four pick.
So Colorado had the pick at number one, which they moved down to number four.
So they were
kicked out of the top three.
Right. By the way, they tweeted about it online. They were like, we can't even be mad. And then there was a picture of the number four, and all the responses was, yeah, you should be mad. Like, you got the number four pick and when you could have gotten the number one.
Well, Colorado is a wild card team this year. So they're in the playoffs, and they have the number four pick overall. So that's just trading and using your assets to your advantage and really working the system perfectly. So even at the four pick, you were supposed to get the one pick, but at four is a solid player, could be another franchise guy that you're able to put in the lineup. But for the Rangers, at number two, with the Blackhawks at three and the Devils at one, which is very unfortunate, but the Rangers in a great spot, either Jack Hughes or Kako, who is a legitimate player from Finland.
I pronounced his name wrong.
What did you say?
I said Kako.
Could be Kako.
I don't know. What's his first name? Capri or something like that?
Yeah. Let's look it up. But
I
mean,
but it was everywhere.
But they're both legitimate players.
But Hughes is the generational
type Kapo
of guy, though,
Kako.
Right?
Yeah, Kapo Kako is another legitimate player. Had a great tournament when the different countries played together in the juniors tournament. But Jack Hughes is a legitimate player, similar to Patrick Kane in a sense. So he could be a franchise player for a long time. But the Rangers are expecting Kako at number two, and I mean the guy has so much talent. He's at 6'2", has a nice structure, and he's got a lot of offense to his game. So he should be a legitimate player for the Rangers. Wherever it goes in the draft, they're picking at number two, so they're either getting Hughes or Kako here, or they could go a different route. You never know with the NHL. But a good spot for the Rangers. Devils will pick at number one. They took Nico Hischier instead of Nolan Patrick, who went to the Flyers a couple of years ago when they had the number one selection. The Devils have had the number one selection two out of the last 3 years. So
and Taylor Hall's been begging for that guy to play.
Exactly.
Play with, so.
Hughes is the center as well. Kako is a winger. So that gives Hughes a little bit of a better chance at the center position.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a little inside joke here between me and Brian. Ain't nothing but a winger, you know?
Ain't nothing but a chicken wing. That's all it is.
Ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
So there you go. But sticking with the NHL, the playoffs start tonight. And Ben,
I'm excited.
I know you're ecstatic.
I'm just going to say Islanders-Penguins. Whoever wins this game is going to win the series. I told you the other day, I think it's either going to be Pens in six or Isles in seven. Because the Islanders have the advantage defensively and goaltending. I don't think there's really any discrepancy about that. But the star power of Pittsburgh with Crosby and Malkin. It's just over the top compared to what the Islanders have with Barzal was their leading point scorer. I think he only had 62 or 63 points, which really is not a lot for a guy who leads the team in scoring. But should be an interesting series. We're going to rock the barn tonight, and I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, it should be great. Me and Brian actually have to leave.
Yeah.
Spring sports, baseball, lacrosse. So we got some big games.
Sorry, Ben and I, not spring sports.
Good luck to you guys. You guys got a lot more on this podcast, so stay tuned. It should be good.
See you guys. Good luck, Doug.
Good luck to both.
Let's go, Pens.
All right, so Mike, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You probably don't know anything about hockey.
Not at all.
And
it's okay. You can go ahead.
No, that wasn't a shot at you. I'm just saying.
No. I mean, go ahead and talk about it. There's no chance
you follow anything about hockey because we had to get you on the NFL, on March Madness, on everything else.
I wasn't trying to. I knew you weren't taking a shot. I was just saying, go ahead. We'll just give a
shout out to the games tonight. Blue Jackets Lightning. That's the 1-8 matchup. Should be pretty entertaining. The Blue Jackets are a team that bought in at the deadline and almost missed the playoffs.
It's a fun name.
So. Then you got the Winnipeg and St. Louis, followed by Dallas and Nashville. And rounding out the night, the reigning Western Conference champions, the Vegas Golden Knights, traveling to San Jose to play the Sharks. So those are five out of the eight series starting tonight. And then tomorrow night, you got the Maple Leafs and the Bruins. Should be an unreal series. Carolina and Washington, the Capitals should wash them. And you got Colorado and Calgary. So those are the eight series. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I don't know the most about hockey either. I can talk about the Islanders, but I'm not going to go too much into depth about those playoffs. But I'm definitely excited the playoffs are starting. The last night of the NBA regular season is also tonight. So we got two playoffs starting soon. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I could say about hockey is that their team names are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got pretty fun names. Other than that, hockey's just a no-go for me.
Yeah, so we'll move on. We'll talk a little national championship. Doug wanted to talk about NHL first before he left. I don't blame him. That's his thing. But really, the national championship, what people were saying, it was going to be one of the worst games ever with solo scoring. But let me just say, this was one of the best national championships of all time. Mike, I don't know if you watched.
You'd be disappointed I didn't get to. I was going to, but I mean, it was a 9:20 game. It was really late.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have watched it. It's just, it was Monday night. I was just not in the mood.
Yeah, but I mean, that game, the first 10 minutes or so were brutal to watch. And then ever since then, teams were just making shots. No one was missing three free throws. There was great defense being played. It was just all around a great game. Just one thing I wanted to touch on. There was a call late in the game that went against Texas Tech. The ball was initially swiped out of the Texas Tech player's hands. And, I mean, it looked like a play. Like, why would you review this pretty clearly off Virginia? And they overturned it. Was it conclusive? Not 100% sure, but they did overturn it. And that pretty much sealed the game for Texas Tech there. And good for Virginia winning their first ever national championship. Tony Bennett's a great coach. He deserves it. And just want to say one thing about Texas Tech. 31-7, unreal season. Beat a ton of great teams throughout the tournament, including Michigan, Gonzaga, Michigan State. Definitely a great run by then. And that guy Chris Beard can really coach. And from these two teams, DeAndre Hunter had 27 points in the finals. I mean, he put on a show at the 3 to tie it with less than 15 seconds to go in regulation. He's going to be a lottery pick. And Jarrett Culver on Texas Tech, who didn't have a great game or great Final Four, he'll also be a lottery pick. So exciting stuff there.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one of these guys are actually going to be going into the draft next year?
Yeah, those should be the only two. Those are two teams that are pretty experience-based. I mean, you look at Virginia. Maybe Ty Jerome goes. He's a guard, great shooter, and Kyle Guy maybe could test.
I think
Kyle Guy will definitely be back. Ty Jerome maybe iffy, but DeAndre Hunter for Virginia and Jarrett Culver for Texas Tech should be foregone conclusions. Mike, you got anything else to say about college hoops here?
Well, I mean, it's kind of crazy that they were able to tie it up with 15 seconds left, and they pulled away by
so
much.
Virginia was losing in the final 15 seconds
The
Elite Eight, the Final Four, and the national championship. I mean,
that's got to be some kind of record.
They were a team of destiny. I mean, it is what it is. But definitely a great run for Virginia. Very happy for my grandpa, lifelong Virginia fan.
It's cool.
First ever championship they played in.
He
was going nuts.
And it was the same for Texas Tech. I believe it was their first too. Yep. So that's pretty cool. First for everybody.
And also, you can't talk about Virginia without they lost to the 16 seed UMBC last year. I mean, at the end of the day, If they were told that before that, I heard this on the Michael Kay show yesterday, if they were told before that that would they take the loss if they got a national championship last year? A program like Virginia, I think they'd say yes. And that loss really put a spark in them, and they had an unreal year. So props to them. And that'll wrap up the college basketball segment. Mike, you got anything else to say? I know you wanted to talk a little bit of Yankees and Mets on this podcast.
We can talk Mets and Yankees because, I mean, we don't really get to on the whip around because, I mean, we have so much to talk about. So we could just give a little bit of brief intel on some of what's going on in the Mets and Yankees. The Mets are kind of struggling as of late. Rough game again last night. Jacob DeGrom got really hit hard. The Mets ended up losing 14-8. They are now 6-4 in the season, which is only putting them one game back in the NL East. But the NL East looks a little bit worse than we expected it to be. The Braves performing a little bit better than they were in the beginning of the season, but the Phillies are really coming out strong. The Nationals don't look good as I anticipated, and same with the Marlins. I mean, nobody thought they'd be good, but right now, I mean, baseball's looking good, but the Mets, the one thing I have to say about the Mets, well, too, is that the bullpen is really a problem right now, but the bats they're just outstanding. They have not gone game. There was only one game this season where they scored less than 5 runs, and it was against the Nationals when they got shut out 4-0. So, actually, no, opening day they scored 2. But other than that, they've scored more than five runs or more in every single game, which is just crazy. They've been able to really hit hard, and it's something great to see because everybody was afraid, oh, the Mets, their great side's going to be their pitching and their offense is going to be a problem. Well, Pete Alonso's really carrying that lineup.
He's a fun guy to watch, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
What is he going for, 4 homers in 4 games tonight or the fifth in 5 games tonight?
I believe I'm not positive.
I know
that.
It's at least three. It's at least three.
It's at least three. He's hit a home run in 3 straight games. He's got 4 home runs in 3 games. That's what it is. He has 4 home runs in his last 3 games. He's going for 5 in his last 4 tonight facing Jake Odorizzi. So, yes. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. It's just not saying it here. I'm not looking at it. But I believe it's 4 home runs in his last 3 games. Because I remember last night when he homered, they were like 3 games in a row. So, I mean, off to a great start.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see what happens with that. Definitely the Mets off to a great start. The Yanks, decent start. 5-6, just dropped 2 to the Astros. And the problem has really been the bullpen. I mean, 2 nights ago, you have Tanaka give you a gem against Verlander. Only 1 run. And then Britton comes in, blows the game, and Ottavino gives up the game-winning hit on a 22-foot infield single, which was just, I mean...
You can't accept that.
That's baseball, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes you hit into luck. That's what the Astros did there. Wasn't necessarily anyone's fault, but that was a tough loss to swallow. Yesterday was a little more frustrating. Jonathan Loaisiga, he gave us a first inning where he struck out the side. I mean, it was unreal. But he only reached 3 innings. The Yanks were up 3-1 at one point after Gary Sanchez double. They did give it up, though.
George Springer coming in clutch.
George Springer did come in clutch. The Astros ended up winning that game 6-3. It's a tough loss to see because, again, it's another loss where the bullpen lost you the game. Chad Green really wasn't great, but, I mean, the fact that Aaron Boone had him in the game that late, I mean, I don't know. Aaron Boone's had some questionable decisions lately. I mean, I think it's also time for Brett Gardner to stop batting leadoff. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but he bunted yesterday. Wasn't a great bunt. It was first and second, no out. They threw it a second, and then he bunted into a double play because he didn't run the first.
Wow, that's just
I mean, I don't know what
take
happened.
Him off the roster.
If he thought it was a double tap or whatever, I don't even know. But it is what it is. That was very hard to watch there.
That's just atrocious. You can't let that happen, especially as a veteran like that. I mean, I get it. The Yankees are in a bit of a skid, so, I mean, it's going to affect the ball club. But I think all around for both of these teams, the bullpen has to step up. I mean, I think eventually it's just going to end up working itself out because you look at the Mets and Yankees bullpens. They're both very good. Obviously, the Yankees are a lot better, but they have to straighten themselves out eventually.
I think the Yanks need Dellin Betances back.
Yeah, that's true. And he's a big loss there. And I also think the Yankees could benefit a lot from Craig Kimbrel.
I mean, you look statistically. Over the course of his career, Betances has been one of the better relievers, like, historically.
Yeah, definitely. He has had his off moments.
He undoubtedly has had his off moments, but when he's at his best, he's one of the best relievers you'll see out there on the mound. And the Yanks need him back because Ottavino's been pretty good this year. If you get Ottavino, Betances, and Chapman in the back of that bullpen,
that's deadly.
That is deadly. If your starter gives you 6 innings, you're in pretty good shape. All right, so we'll move on to the topic of the week here. We'll go with one question today because it's only the two of us. I'm sure you don't want to hear us talk about our whole lives here. But, Mike, what do you got? Go ahead.
Have you ever been lost somewhere?
Have I ever been lost somewhere?
Like, you're somewhere and you, like, whether you don't know where your parents are or you just don't know where you are and nobody else is around. Or maybe if you're with your family and you guys got lost somewhere.
Do you have an answer to this one? You can go first. You got to let me think of this one.
Yeah, so we were in Arizona, like, I don't know, 8-10 years ago. Excuse me, sorry. I've been having problems all day. But we were out in Arizona and we were going on a hike. And I was trying to be a little cocky and go really fast throughout the entire thing. And I was pulling way far ahead of my parents while they were just enjoying everything. And there was one point where I was running, like, just down a little path. And my parents hid behind a tree. And I turned around and I didn't see where they were. And I was like, all right, well, I have no idea where anybody is. And I'm all alone. And I was. It's been a big story since that day, because when I did that, I was like, hello? And my parents have done that to me ever since, because they were like, they came out and they started cracking up at me because I just turned around.
You hate
gone.
To see that. You really do. But for me, I just went through my whole entire life memories here, the hard drive, and I can't think of anything. There's been moments in my life where your heart drops because you're like, oh my God, really, where is everyone? And then you find them 5 seconds later.
Well, yeah.
So I don't think I've ever been legitimately lost in my life, but there's no really specific experience I can like detail for you there. Right, but let's do one more question.
We'll do one more. It's not as good as the other three, because I have three that are really good.
Got to save those for next podcast.
Yeah, because those are three great ones. Would you rather lose all your money and valuables or all the pictures you've ever taken?
Oh, didn't we found this picture? This question together, right?
Yes.
I'd rather lose all my money and valuables or lose all the pictures I've taken.
It's a really tough question. I mean, even since I put
what
this
are,
on.
What are we talking here, though? My pictures on my phone or like my...
Every picture you've ever taken.
So every picture
just gone.
That's been like... I mean,
like there's no pictures of anything you've ever done.
Anything I've ever done.
Yeah. Any picture on your phone, any picture of you ever gone.
I think for me right now, at age 17, there's not really a lot of valuable possessions. It's not like I'm losing my house or anything. That's my family's. So I'd just be losing all my money.
True.
So I think I'd go with all the money and valuables, just because I think pictures, especially growing up, how we are, it's such like a such an important part to your life.
Right.
But I think if you asked me this question 20 years from now, I may give you a different answer.
It's very difficult. Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. You can go ahead and answer. That is a tough question, though.
Yeah, it is probably one of the toughest questions. I think losing all money and valuables is pretty. It would suck, but it's
it would
a little
be
bit
devastating.
Harder. I mean, if you think about it with pictures, if you think of pictures like on your phone, I mean, it's not like you don't have the experiences in your head, but it's always fun to show somebody, because like I remember there was one time I like deleted a few pictures by accident and I couldn't find them, and I was like, well, now all my memories are gone. And then I was like, wait, but they're still there, you know, they're in my head. So I mean, honestly, losing all the pictures you've ever taken, it's a really hard one. But I think losing all your money and valuables, because obviously, like you said, we're not very old. We don't have much money or valuables.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a different answer 10, 15 years from now. But
absolutely.
We'll see with that. But that's a great question there, Mike. And I wish we can get Brian and Doug's input on that. But
I've got three doozies for him next week. So
there we go. So that'll do it for us this week. As always, we'd like to thank the following people: Mr. Doxy, Mr. Judique, Dr. Catapano, the administration, the Board of Education, our audience listens every Thursday, and finally, a thank you to the class of 2016 for their very generous donation towards our podcast setup. It was a special Wednesday edition today. We thought we had some pictures coming in being taken. We did not. But,
I just realized it didn't happen.
Yeah, but we got it. We got a good podcast in for the week, and I'm very excited. MLB Whip Around tomorrow during seventh period, so that'll be up around 12:30, 12:45 p.m. But that'll do it for us. I'm Ben Dixon, alongside our always reliable producer, Mikey Stats Garaffa. Brian and Doug left. Good luck to them today, and we'll see you next week.